This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Friday morning show, grand final eve, Brian.
It is.
My special guest co-host.
Lots of colours in town, Hawthorne and West Coast Eagles supporters.
Celebrating the AFL today. Of course, tomorrow's a big game.
It is a big game.
And speaking of big, one of the big shows this year, well, the last 3 years, let's face it, has been Wentworth.
My favourite.
And our next guest is a star of the show. She is also a star of the stage.
Yes.
Appeared in like Oliver and Mary Poppins, in various TV shows along the way. Blue Heelers, Full Frontal, Stingers, The Liberians. Get crazy, people.
I think Skirts is in there too somewhere.
For Sally Ann Upton.
Good morning,
hello, Sally Ann.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Good. Of course, Juicy Lucy and Wentworth. Yes. Now, how are you feeling, Jess?
Well, like that song just said, I'm trying to breathe. Juicy is still on a ventilator in ICU fighting for a life. Pray for the juice.
Now, we're actually going to start something on Periscope right now. So while I'm doing that, Brian, just take us through Wentworth in the last season.
It was one of the most epic seasons. Every single episode, Sal, was edge of the seat stuff. And it just had me begging for more every single week. And was just hoping this thing would just get extended for, what, another 20 episodes? But we only got about 12, didn't we, for this year?
Yeah, they're 12 seasons, yes.
So, yeah, one of the most iconic scenes, I think, Juicy Lucy was part of was when she got thrown down a rack of stairs by...
Absolutely.
By I don't know if we can say Vinegar Tits on her. Yeah. Go on, Vinegar Tits, do it, do
yes.
it.
all that. And that was the last scene of the whole shoot. Because we shoot out of sequence.
Yeah.
And so that was the last scene of the whole shoot. So it was quite intense. And wonderful Zeb, he did the stunt for me.
I was going to say, who was
I did the beginning and I did the end. But he did the fall and the only one take, of course. And he usually says to us when we're doing our stunts, suck it up, princess. So there he is and he's getting a bit, you know, on edge as stunties do. And I just walked up to him and go, suck it up, princess.
Now, Sally, it's such an amazing show. And this year, your character really amped it up. So amazing, as Brian just said, amazing scenes this year. Now, this past season, the last couple of episodes were just phenomenal.
Yeah.
They were just huge. And they were just being screened in the UK overnight.
Yes.
And you did a bit of a Twitter Q&A.
Yeah, well, halfway during the season, they asked me would I do a Twitter question and answer, Ask Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said yes. So I got all freaked out about it because I had computers, I had my iPad. And also I had to get up at 6 a.m. in the morning because it's 10 p.m. in UK, and I did a little teaser video to them, and then I did it, and I ended up doing really well apart from my spelling on spell check and stuff like that, but it ended up going well. So then they asked me to do the final with Danielle, which was yesterday, and it was just fantastic. I mean, so the questions they ask and the following we've got in Australia and England and now in America,
I can't believe
how amazing it's gone. Like, it's in 15 countries now.
You know what? It's almost like it's completely 360 because Prisoner was massive here in Australia.
And in Britain.
Yeah, absolutely. And to see it just come back with a massive bang again is fantastic.
But it's a credit to the whole team. I mean, so the way it's shot, the direction on it, the writers are just brilliant, the makeup and costumes, just the way they allow us all to be a huge part of it.
Yeah.
And I think the big success of it is because we're all under the same roof.
Yes. Speaking of roofs, I've got to ask you, you've changed sets, haven't you, Sal?
Yeah, well, for the last season, and I'm not spoiling anything because it's out now, but you know that the prison comes under fire. And I have to say that last ep, I knew the script and I had to stop it halfway through, and I'm on the edge of my couch going, oh, my God, oh my, because I'm only privy to what I do.
Yeah.
I don't know what everybody else does. In the readings, we read it together, but we don't know what anybody's done until we watch the product. And so I was on the edge of my seat, and then all my friends came over and I said, I'm sorry, I had to watch it ahead of you and you're not going to believe it. And then I watched them and then I was on the edge of my seat again. I just thought, it's brilliant, brilliant writing, brilliant production.
Some very intense
very blessed,
there.
Very
and
blessed.
And also you're shooting in a new studio now.
Yeah, they took a year for them to find a place because, as I said, everything's there, the editing, the producers. It's a family all under, and it's got an open door policy, which really, really, really does help help us. And so we're all there together. So they had to find a building of that size, and they found one. It's over in Newport Way.
Wow,
and
out west.
It is massive. And the boys were in there. Well, not just the boys and girls in there building the sets, and just amazing. It's just amazing. What they've done.
Can't wait to see what it looks like,
and,
too.
And, yeah.
Now, Scott, at the moment, we've got my iPad pointing at you saying, what's going on? We're actually live on,
love
Periscope,
on Periscope
at the moment.
So oh, if you what's
are
Periscope?
On Periscope?
Live video streaming.
We're filming live.
Do I look like Catherine Zeta-Jones?
So if you're on Periscope, we're live on Periscope with Wentworth star Sally Ann Upton playing Juicy Lucy in the show. Hi from Scotland. From Turkey.
Oh, Turkey.
Yes.
Oh, fabulous. I want to come to Turkey.
Of course, we must say, of course, season 4 is at the moment shooting at the moment. Now, next year, season 4 starts.
Yeah.
We can't talk about season 4.
No, we can't.
But we're hoping like crazy that Juicy's back.
Well, she's in ICU at the moment on life support.
All right.
It's pray for the Juice.
Let's send her a lifeline.
Yeah, send her a lifeline. But the last report is she's holding her own.
Stabilising.
But whether she's in season 4, I'm yet to know. What about season 4, Juicy Lucy lips are sealed?
You've got to keep watching next year.
Can't wait.
Season 4 Wentworth. Our special guest in studio this morning is Sally Ann Upton playing Juicy Lucy in Wentworth, the hit TV show on in Australia, all around the world, US, UK, big success overseas. More with her next on Joy, chatting about her new show, Us, which is coming up in Bendigo, I believe, and some sold out shows in Melbourne. That's next on Joy. Join the 4.9 Friday morning show with Leo on Australia's only LGBTI radio station based in Melbourne, Australia.
Yes, but we're going global today, Leo.
We're on global. We're going to be on Periscope in a second. We're just going to five us up a bit. But Brian Peer with me today for a special guest co-host.
Yeah.
And in studio is Sally Ann Upton, star of Wentworth, of course, Juicy Lucy. And you're starring in a show called Us.
Yes.
And this time we should bring in the director, which
Absolutely.
Is... Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Hello, Matt.
Now, Matt, you are the director of the show Us. Now, tell us about the show.
It just needs a little bit of raising there. That's okay.
Now, the stage show Us, which is a sold-out shows in Melbourne at La Mama in a few weeks, but there's some still tickets available for these shows in Bendigo. What's Us about?
Us is six monologues, sort of eccentric. It's an eccentric hodgepodge of characters from suburban Australia and regional Australia, written by a gorgeous playwright based up in Rutherglen at the moment, Margaret Hickey. So we're doing a couple of shows in Bendigo. Unfortunately, Bendigo's going through this really interesting phase at the moment where this amazing cultural sector is blooming, but we've also got this, it's like a Monty Python skit from The Life of Brian where we have the United Patriots front up protesting about anything that doesn't live inside their navels. So they'll be there next weekend. So we're really adamant that we're going to have an amazing show. It's going to be a fantastic time in Bendigo. So we'd encourage your listeners to, you know, come up to Bendigo, get some accommodation, enjoy the sights, and
a bit of a long weekend away.
A long weekend away,
yeah,
absolutely.
Fantastic. And there's some great co-stars, apart from Sally Ann Upton,
the gorgeous
course,
Sally Ann Upton.
There's some gorgeous co-stars in the mix as well.
Well, Trav McMahon's flown back from America to be a part of the show.
Now, that name rings a bell to me. What's he been in?
Miss Fisher's Murders.
Yes.
So he's got a regular spot there, and he did Kokoda, and he's been in a lot of the major Australian theatrical productions like Cloud Street. He did Summer of the 17th Doll. And
that's
beautiful,
what I've seen
George.
His name.
Yeah, he's gorgeous. He's a great actor.
Mm,
and the beautiful George Ogilvie's Man with Five Children that Nick Enright, the late Nick Enright, wrote.
So one of the bylines is it's a bit of a world premiere, you know, performed by some of the country's most favourite film, TV and theatre actors in Bendigo.
In Bendigo.
What's the feeling like performing there in Bendigo? Because it's not exactly metropolitan Melbourne. Tell us about the feeling about performing outside of your metropolitan area. Is it a different feel for the actors to perform out that way? Do you get a different, you know, caliber of people, an audience coming in to watch?
It is a different feel, but the fascinating thing about Bendigo and Castlemaine at the moment is there's been this massive influx of people from Northcote sort of moving to Castlemaine and Bendigo. So it's a bit of a changing audience landscape at the moment. But, you know, you've got your regulars, your Bendigo regulars. Sort of, we sort of want to encourage as many people to come along as possible. But, yeah, it's different. It's different to Melbourne.
How many shows you got planned?
We're only doing two. So it's a bit of a warm-up for the Melbourne season. So we're doing Friday night, which is the 9th, and Saturday night, the 10th, so 8 p.m.
At the firehouse.
At the fire station.
Yes.
Beautiful fire
and
station.
And you're doing shows at La Mama, which have sold out.
They have sold out.
From the 15th to 18th of October. So if you want to go to La Mama, you can't. It's all gone. So any more shows added, do you think?
By special demand.
At this stage, I don't think we can because of everybody's restrictions. But right, what we're hoping to is to get it up to a state where we can put it on in Melbourne and maybe tour it next year, you know, because it's just beautifully written.
A few months ago, one of your friends, Sally, came into Joy, the gorgeous Colleen Hewitt. And she's been involved with a great charity, Violence Against Women, which is a dreadful thing that's still happening. Not only in Melbourne, but also all over the country and the world. It's dreadful. But she's playing a special performance on Friday the 23rd of October in Bendigo. What's the show about? What's going to be?
Well, it's actually Colleen Hewitt performing in concert.
Fantastic. Singing all those hits, Sal.
Singing
Carry
all
that
those
weight.
Hits, but also she'll be singing some off her new album, which is great. So for me, it's really exciting because I, when I was a child, used to watch Colleen on Countdown. And then I used to rush into the bathroom with my little red tape deck, put on her music. And then I used to peg the towels all around me, wet the floor. I would start singing into my toothbrush around the shower recess, along the floor I'd ice skate, make it over to the toilet in enough time to flush it, and that was the applause at the end. And I used to spend hours in the bathroom doing it. So for me to be able – well, then I met Colleen years ago, but then we've become really close friends. But then she asked me, would I MC this? And I just went, oh, my God. And it's just turned out to be really great. Her first partner and manager, Danny Finley, are putting this on. And it's massive. Mike Brady.
I was just going to say, he's listed as a very special guest. He sure is. I think he's going to do a bit of Up There Kazali.
Well, that's
maybe.
That's what I would say predominantly the whole of Australia known for, but when you scratch the surface, you see the vast plethora of songs that he has performed. So for him to be a part of this is great, because then he jumps into MPD, because he was part of MPD after. And then we're going to support a local band called
MPD?
MPD Limited? Oh, they're from the 60s.
No, they're from the 60s.
Right.
They're MPD Limited. But there's a little Irish band that's local that we're actually going to be giving them a leg up. So they do three songs too.
Beautiful.
We should plug Colleen's album called Black and White, which is in stores online now.
Yes.
It's a brand new album from Colleen Hewitt. A great album, amazing songs on the album.
Well, Let Me Breathe. I mean, say, I was talking before, we were talking out in the thing, there was a controversial thing about the AFL and Colleen spoke up.
Yes.
She spoke up about singing, you know, Australian singing at the AFL.
Yeah.
And I remember she was shot down, and I just thought, what a really, they've missed a moment. They could have had Colleen singing this year, Let Me Breathe, and get all the fans standing up in the stadium putting their hands out, because we're losing two women a week to domestic violence in this country.
Disgusting.
And it has to stop. It
Our
has
special
to stop.
Guest in studio is Sally Ann Upton and Matt
Emond.
Sorry. Of course, the director of the stage show Us, which you can get tickets online from the, is it the capital.com.au?
Yeah, it's yeah, you can buy them online or you can just ring, which I think is always good to speak to someone.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
It's 5434 6100.
To get tickets to,
and that's
tickets.
Friday, yeah. 9th of October.
And people are going to love this show because the monologues are beautiful. There's 6 monologues, and they are just about Australian characters, and it's fantastic. I play a Gold Coast grandmother that loves scrapbooking.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, and she's, you know, the son's girlfriend thinks she's a racist and stuff like that, but she's not. She just loves people. But the way she speaks is just... You know, it's fantastic. It's really well written.
You're enjoying the 4.9 Friday morning show with myself, Leo, and my special guest co-host, Brian, this morning. I'm celebrating our AFL Grand Final Eve. Guy Sebastian is up next on Joy. Joining the 4.9 Friday morning show with Leo, that is Guy Sebastian with his Eurovision entry song, Tonight Again. Our special guest in studio this morning is Wentworth star Sally Ann Upton and stage director Matt Emond. Now, Matt, thanks for coming in this morning and talking about this show, Us, which you can get tickets from capital.com.au. It is playing in Bendigo on the...
The
9th and 10th of October. I don't have my notes here in front of me. The 9th and 10th of October. Book at capital.com.au or you can phone 03-5434-6100. Now, of course, tomorrow is the big grand final for the AFL. Now, Matt, you're a bit of a fan of AFL, aren't you?
Oh, I love watching it. I love the aerial ballet more than anything.
Yes, we love the hot boys who do the AFL.
Who's your team, Matt?
St Kilda. So we're used to disappointment, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah. Your Molly's... Molly goes to St Kilda.
He does go for the Saints.
Good old Molly Meldrum. Anyway, because tomorrow, Brian, you're a football fan.
I'm a football nut.
Yeah, so who do you go for?
I am a one-eyed, passionate Melbourne Demons Red and Blue Football Club supporter.
Melbourne Demons.
I am.
There you go.
I love my Melbourne. I love my Ds.
But tomorrow is going to be West Coast and Hawthorn.
West Coast and Hawthorn.
All right,
in the grand final.
We're going to go through. So, Matt, who do you think is going to win and by how much?
Hawthorn by 18 points.
Sally Ann Upton. Juicy Lucy.
Who do you think, Sal? Who's going to win the grand final tomorrow?
I have to confess, I don't follow football. When I first moved to Melbourne, I thought they were all called Mark. And
but
I do go for Essendon purely because Simon Madden tongue-kissed me at Celebrity Theatre Sports and we won Death in a Minute. He killed me in a minute by giving me a tongue kiss and I just fell in love with him. Any man that can pick me up and roll me around a stage, I fell in love, so I voted for Essendon ever since. And that's a true story.
And Brian?
Honestly, my honest opinion, I think the West Coast Eagles are going to upstage Hawthorn tomorrow.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think they're going to get up by a couple of goals and they're going to take the silverware back to Perth.
Because I am patriotic, I think Hawthorn is going to win myself.
Why are we patriotic? Tell me, Leo.
I don't know.
You're a Kiwi. You're a rugby fan.
No, because I'm in Melbourne and they're a Melbourne team.
Oh, everyone's going for them because they're from Victoria.
And they're quite cute. This
give me a break.
Sorry, love. Sorry, lovey.
Oh.
There has to be a Melbourne.
They're tipping the Hawks. All right. Well, yeah.
Tipping the Hawks.
I'll be the dark horse.
Let us know your picks for tomorrow. You can email onair@joy.org.au or you can SMS 0427JOY949. West Coast or Hawks.
Who's going to win the flag tomorrow?
Now, thanks for coming in.
No,
this
thank
morning.
You.
Thank
Sally
you.
And Upton.
And I really hope people come up to Bendigo to see this show and support some Australian theatre. And if they do, if they tweet me beforehand that they're coming, I will greet them afterwards, after the show.
There you go.
Go and say g'day to Sally Ann Upton at the show.
We're going to post the details on our Facebook and Twitter pages as well.
Absolutely.
And also don't forget Colleen's big extravaganza on the
23rd of October. Colleen Hewitt playing at Bendigo.
Alumbara Theatre. There you go.
The new one. It's an old prison.
Alumbara.
And the new album, Black and White, is in stores online.
An Aussie icon. There she is. Colleen Hewitt.
Now, guys, let's just play a track from he performed at the AFL Grand Final a couple of years ago, and he was a bit of a last-minute replacement, I believe. Lionovici.
Yes.
Who did he replace? Oh, was it someone that...
I don't know.
Yeah.
It probably should have been the year Meatloaf was there.
He was dreadful. Meatloaf was...
I think it's time Juicy Lucy did the grand final.
Oh, I reckon you could bat up the national anthem, eh?
Yes.
So, to take us out, Sally, could you do a bit of juice for us?
Oh.
I don't know, put you on
You're
the
at
spot.
The top of the stairs.
But it's AFL tomorrow.
At the top of the stairs.
It's AFL grand final tomorrow.
Right. Okay. Oh, look, you put me on the spot every time. You want a footy thing. You want a footy thing. I don't know. Get to the grand final, bring your pie, bring your kids, bring everything, and I really, really hope the Hawks get up. Yeah.
That's Sally and Upton from Wentworth. Juicy, of course, Wentworth is back on our screens next year.
Yeah, get on it.
Filming season four at the moment. But here is Lionel Richie, the classic song from the 80s.
A little bit of dancing on the ceiling.
Is it?
Yes.
Friday morning show.
You enjoy. Good morning. Good morning.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.